It's time for Cotton Incorporated's weekly cotton market commentary with Dr. O.A. Cleveland. This week's commentary after this for Cotton Incorporated.
This is the perfect shirt. If I had more than one of this shirt, world domination.
This coat's definitely a keeper. I could pass it on to my kids if I want to.
It's perfect for warm weather and cool weather, so I take it everywhere.
I met the love of my life in these pants. I wear them everywhere I go. They're like a second skin.
It's my favorite because it's easy to take care of.
It's my favorite because it keeps me dry.
They're my favorite because they're cotton.
It's cotton.
They're cotton.
Cotton. It's your favorite for a reason. Check the label. Learn why at thefabricofourlives.com.
Well, the end is near is the way I look at this, and I just will start out saying that I hope I'm 100% wrong, guys, but cotton slipped below the 70-cent level and spent most of the week attempting to regain that mark as the primary market feature continues right now to be the spread trading in front of the market transition from the December contract to the March contract. Now, first notice day on the December contract is November the 23rd, so that tells us there are 13 more trading days before March becomes the lead spot month. Now, I do continue to believe that the best remaining pricing opportunity for growers for this particular crop year is actually going to be within the next 2 weeks or before first notice day, before November the 23rd. Call sales for December are twice that of call purchases, and certificated stocks, while increasing now at roughly some 2,000 bales a day, the cert stocks are still low relative to open interest. So with the week's ending open interest in December near to 120,000 contracts, most of those are going to have to be offset by this magic November 23rd day, and that's a lot of contracts to be offset. Therefore, the next 2 weeks should prove to be very active and very volatile. Now, I want to say this 67 cent and a half to 72 cent narrow trading range, I think, is going to continue in play. But I also feel like there will be a short and a small break above that range. In other words, above 72 cents. Now, a break above 72 and a half really portends a test of 75 cents. But I just don't feel like the market's going to be able to withstand much of anything above 73 cents. But I say we could have a very quick burst above that, then I say it would be very quick, because every time we get up above 71.5 cents, we shut off demand. But if we do see an attempted squeeze in December, and we've got these 13 trading days to see now, that in itself could portend a test of up to 75 cents. So that's what I say, and that's what I mean, the end is near. I think we're closing in on the market high for the season, actually. My thought is that a grower should be fully priced somewhere between 71.5 to 72 cents, except for that just relatively very few bales that you want to play with, have a good time with, see if you can get a dollar a pound, which is not going to happen this year, not anywhere close. But general economic conditions around the globe continue to persist and present barriers to consumer consumption. For durables and non-durables alike, especially what we're seeing on the apparel side. The great consumer engine is absent, and consumption growth, that is demand, is mired in the economic muck of part-time employment and the failure to rebuild our manufacturing activity. And this lack of consumption growth, coupled with cotton prices attempting to scale the 73-cent line, has just really left cotton consumption stagnant for now. The extended open fall season that we've had has allowed both the U.S. crop and the Indian crops to exceed expectations, and it's set up a scenario that's going to pressure prices from the supply side of the price equation. So with USDA's release of its November World Supply Demand Report and the November Crop Production Report that's coming next Wednesday, that's November 9th now, expectations call for a slightly larger world crop, somewhat of a stagnant consumption around the globe, but with a slight improvement possibly in Chinese consumption and flat to slightly higher ending stocks around the globe. Now, USDA can always make historical revisions, and if they do that, that'll change that picture just a little bit. But, you know, my bias is that they have overestimated carryover a little bit anyway, that's too high. But it's just the concern of a slightly larger world stock situation and a possible higher revision of U.S. stocks that causes me to shy away from the bullish side of price activity during the coming months.
You've been listening to the weekly Cotton Market Commentary with Dr. O.A. Cleveland, brought to you by Cotton Incorporated.